Already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born at?
I was born in Hillman, Arkansas, Woodruff County.
Mm. Well, what was it like growing up?
Well, we were a farm family until, about 1955. Then my dad started working for Ritter & Company as an architect. And of course, I was going to school till 1957. Then I went in the military, the Air Force, 1958. And stayed in the Air Force till 1962. I got out and worked in factories and construction, and then I went back in the Air Force in 1962, the latter, I believe it was August of 62, and then I stayed there until 1966, and I got out again, and I worked construction. And I went back in the military in the Air Force in 1968. Got out in 66, went back in 68, and stayed in the military until I retired in 1980. Of course, pulled me a stint in a year in Vietnam. And after I retired from the Air Force, I was in police work until, from 80 to 98, 99, something like that. And I retired, and I'm retired. Yeah.
What was it like for you growing up? I know you missed a lot of school to work on the farm.
Yeah, we were farmers, and I was the third oldest of 12 children. And every year we would, of course, in the summer we always had to chop cotton. And during school, we had to stay out till probably around Christmas time. Then we'd go back and make up our grades and go ahead and pass and go on to school. Out of 12 kids that Mom and Dad had, 12 of us graduated high school. So I guess we were pretty smart.
Smart enough.
Yeah. And then I graduated in 1957. And in 1958, I married your granddaddy, Donald E. Beck. And we spent quite a few years in different places around the United States. I never went overseas, but he did. I rode the bus to Hamilton Field, which is out near San Francisco. And the place we lived is where one of those TV films were made with, who was that guy, Pop?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we live?
San Rafael. California.
California. And then I rode the bus back to Mark Tree while your granddaddy was still in service. And I worked at a compress.
Federal compress,
where they received bales of cotton, and I would write receipts for the cotton. And then we moved to North Dakota. That's when your Uncle Don was born, in 1965. We lived in Minot, and we lived in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And then your daddy was born in Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Well, actually, it was on base at the
Hill Air Force
Base. Hill Air Force Base, on base. and it was just like an old barrack for the made into a hospital is where he was born, and we lived there till we came back to, well, we came back to Arkansas from, we didn't live in Arkansas, we just came back to where my mom and dad were and went to Florida, and that's where we lived when I came home for good, and your pop came home. What?
All right. So, what was it like growing up with your parents, or what were your parents like?
Well, my mother and dad divorced when I was 8 years old, and Daddy remarried when I was 9, and we just lived on the farm, you know, and worked on the farm, like I said earlier, until we moved to Marktree.
We lived in Memphis and went to school where Elvis Presley did.
Well, yeah. We moved to Memphis when Mother and Daddy separated. Went to Humes High School, where Elvis was going to school at the time. And then we moved back to the farm. And you know, normal farm work. Had gained a stepbrother and a stepsister at that time. It was hard work, but I really don't know much else to say about it, except it was, you know, typical. We were a typical farm family.
What was your relationships like with your sibling?
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. We all got along good. Yeah.
What about when you said you saw, or you just so happened to see Johnny Cash one time?
Yeah, I seen him one night. He stopped at the White Pig Cafe here in Marktree, and they went in and got him some hamburgers and went on the road again. So, yeah.
How did y'all meet each other?
School and the Nile Drugstore. Mostly the Nile Drugstore.
I worked at the Nile Drugstore behind the soda fountain when I probably was about 14 when I started. And we had booths that people would come in and sit down had a jukebox, but I don't remember ever seeing any famous people like Poppy did. But I didn't date him until after I graduated high school. I didn't go with him while I was in school. He was too busy messing around. He got in trouble a lot with the teachers and with the policemen. He ran up in the principal's yard and made ruts in it. And he went out and hid behind a barn out in the country with one of his friends. And his friend's mother hid him, didn't she? Didn't Miss Bankston hide you that day you went out there?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's when he decided to go into the Air Force to get out of trouble. And he had the sweetest dad that anybody could ever have, Mr. Beck. My family was, like I say, there was 12 children, and I can't remember Mom and Dad hugging us or tell us they loved us like his dad did them. But I guess we just knew we were loved, you know, but he had a wonderful daddy. I still miss him. I miss my parents too, but he had a wonderful daddy.
Y'all have any like stories or anything that happened in high school while y'all were together?
That happened in high school?
Or anything funny or?
I can't recall any, but I'm sure there was.
I remember you saying one time about him getting you in trouble one time in class.
Oh, he did. It was a biology class. And now we were not dating, you know. Now this is a small town, so everybody knew everybody. And I was sitting in the front seat and he was in the back. And Mr. Hancock, our teacher, asked me a question and I just turned myself around because I could see everybody. I was sitting in the very front seat of a row. And he said, "Stand up." And I said, "Oh, I don't want to." And everybody can hear me, I said. And he said, "This is Mr. Hancock," said, "Stand up." And I said, "Well, shit." And your Poppy, which was not my boyfriend at that time, he said, Mr. Hancock, did you hear what she said?" But I didn't get in trouble. Mr. Hancock didn't get me in trouble, but he didn't stay in the biology class very long, did you? He didn't stay in any class very long. He was like I say, he was kind of
troublemaker.
Not a troublemaker, but he and a couple of more boys, they just, yeah. He just stayed in trouble all the time. And the only time I got in trouble at school was my study hall teacher always mistook me for one of my younger sisters. She called me Martha. And one day, my girlfriend went to the bathroom, and when she came back, she had dropped her skirt in the toilet and got the hem of it wet. And we were laughing about it, and Miss, can you remember her name, honey? The study hall teacher said, Martha. Well, my name wasn't Martha, so I didn't answer her. So she walked back there and sent me and Wanda to the office. So we went to the office, and I think she knocked on the principal's door and told him. He said, "Well, just sit down out here outside the door." And we did. Now, I was a senior in high school. Never been in trouble the whole time I went to school. And we sat down outside Mr. Nichols's door. And when the bell rang, we got up and left. We never did talk to him or anything. But yeah, but every day I would walk from high school down to the Nile drugstore and work until they closed at night.
What was it like for y'all getting married? I know you weren't 18 yet when you went up there and got your...
No. Well, Daddy and I went to Harrisburg to get the marriage license. Well, we got over there and I told them I was 17. She said, "Well, you can't get a marriage license because you got to be 18. So me and Daddy left, drove to Marion, which is over in Crittenden County. Went there, told them I was 18, got the marriage license, came back.
Don was on leave. He was in the Air Force, and he had come home, so he didn't have a lot of time, you know. So he and my brother, John, were the witnesses. We went to the Methodist church, and the Methodist preacher in his study married us.
And I left the next day going...
Wichita Falls, wasn't it?
To Shepherd Air Force Base to go to Texaco.
How old were you when you first enlisted?
17.
I was 17 when I enlisted. You could enlist at 17 with your parents'
permission.
Signing, yeah. Yeah, I started out when I was 17. I think I was 39 when I retired.
What'd you do when you first enlisted, or the first time you were in the Air Force?
Well, I first went to aircraft electrical school, and I phased out of school. Then I was cross-trained into refrigeration and air conditioning. And that's when I was at Hamilton Field. And from there, they sent me to a radar site outside Las Vegas. And they didn't have no one to train me, so they give me another AFSC, and I was a truck driver. That's what it was when I got out. When I went back in, as a truck driver, and then I went to, now this is a mouthful, Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Cable Splicing Specialist School. So I stayed in that until, I left Shepherd and I went to Minot, and then from Minot I went to Grand Forks. And I got out at Grand Forks. When I came back in, going to helicopter school, helicopter mechanic school. And once I completed that, with your grandmother's help, I was stationed at Shepherd. Then I went to Vietnam. I was over there 364 days. And
back then, weren't the requirements, even if you were drafted during the Vietnam War, wasn't it 12 months and then you were out?
I really don't know, son. I think it was 2 years though.
What did you do?
If you were drafted, I think it was a 2 year term.
What all did you do while you were in Vietnam?
Well, I was a helicopter mechanic / aerial gunner. I was a door gunner on a UH-1P helicopter. That was that.
Were there any times where, or any experiences that you had in Vietnam that were, or any stories that you had from Vietnam?
No, none other than I was just a door gunner.
Did you have any good friends that you made while you were on tour?
Oh, Joe Jones.
Joe?
Yeah. And, man, that's been so long ago, I can see faces, but I can't put names with them. Mm. You know? No.
Well, what was it like coming back from Vietnam, or when you got back? And
I really don't know how to answer that. That was that's when all the darn demonstrating and everything was going on, you know. And
what year did you get back from Vietnam?
1970.
70.
August of 1970. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he traveled a lot after he got back from Vietnam going to different places. I know one time he was in Spain, and Hurricane, we were stationed in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and Hurricane Eloise appeared. And he had always told me, you go to Arkansas if there's a hurricane coming, but I didn't. I stayed there, and my neighbor, her husband was gone. So we ended up going over to her house with our little dog and sitting in the hall while Hurricane Eloise hit. And we did okay, you know. It rained a lot and blew a lot, but we were fine. And he didn't know anything about Hurricane Eloise till he got back in Atlanta, Georgia. Did you, Dad?
No.
But anyway.
What was it like going into law enforcement after you had served in the military?
Nothing really. I mean, I think my military training helped me a lot, you know. I don't know.
Did any interesting things happen while you were in law enforcement around here?
Well, other than getting shot at, not really. Yeah, I had a dude, well, he hit my car.
That was here in Mark Tree, was it not?
No, it was over outside Truman there.
Outside Truman.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we got a call. A guy was shooting, and of course it was night and it was raining, and you're trying to figure out which house you're supposed to go to, and I was eating along there, and he shot at me, hit the car, and it ticked on there, and he finally gave himself up, so. No one got hurt, thank goodness.
When you were chief deputy, you had a deputy that got shot and killed.
My law enforcement experience, that was the worst day right there when a fellow deputy got killed. Guy shot him and killed him.
Yeah. And the other one got shot.
Huh?
And the other one got shot.
Well, the guy that did the killing killed himself.
I know, but there was another deputy out there that got shot.
Well, yeah, EC got shot that day, too. It didn't kill him, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was it like when you found out that Mom and Dad were going to have a kid for the first time?
Oh, son, don't get me started.
He thought it was great.
You know, what can you do? I mean, that's married, and your sister come along, and that was it, you know. It was fine.
What was it like 9 years later when you heard about me?
I thought that the greatest thing ever done. Yeah. But, yeah, there was quite a difference between you and your sister, your ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah. Got a boy.
His last name's Beck.
Yeah.
What are some of y'all's favorite memories of just us and having us growing up and being with y'all?
Oh, I guess mine, your deer hunts, is the most favorite to me. You know, we've hunted quite a bit together. And Yes, the first deer kill I had, it was something else to me.
What about you?
Well, it seems like we had both of you every weekend. Maybe Bethany, you know, when she was small, and then you came along, and Poppy built a swing out there in the tree, and we'd swing and just play outside with you guys. Loved you, loved you, loved you. And still love you, love you, love you.
What do y'all think about how so different now than how it used to be when y'all grew up?
I think things are too liberal. Way people act, they don't act right. They just think that they can do what they want, when they want, and as much as they want. And it don't seem to be the respect for old elders anymore, you know. And all of this gang activity, you know, it's terrible. And the cost of living going up so much. Mm-hmm. But it's bad when the cost of living goes up, but your paycheck don't go up, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, when everything seems to cost a lot more than it used to be. When you could go to the store and get a burger for a dime, and now you got to pay $3 just to get something small.
Well, when we first married, we could take $10 and go to the grocery store and buy our groceries for that week.
Yep.
And we'd have steak and pork chops and
chicken,
ham, mm-hmm. and just anything we wanted to eat, you know.
Yep. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Now we go to Walmart and it's not ever over $100. I mean, it's not ever under $100.
There you go.
Just going after one item, and we ended up picking up this and that. And anyway.
What about y'all's grandparents when y'all were growing up?
Well, my grandmother, my mother's mother, I was close to her, you know, her and my granddaddy. But my granddaddy was actually my step granddaddy, but he acted like he was my granddaddy. She was a wonderful woman. I wish you could have known her.
Mm. What about your grandparents?
Well, I had a grandma Turnbull, Aunt Bessie, as people called her, and then my grandma and grandpa Branch. But you have to remember, they had several children, so there were several grandkids around. You know, we weren't just like you and Bethany, only two grandkids, you know. Mm-hmm. There was everybody's brother and sister had 3 or 4 or 5 kids, you know. And my grandmother, Branch, she was afraid of storms. And we lived out in the country, and she would come out and pray to the Lord, you know, when the wind would blow. Now we think it's funny, but it wasn't funny then. Grandpa Branch was a farmer until he retired, and then he sold coal to people that burn coal for their heat. And Grandma Turnbull, she owned a grocery store over in Monterey, Arkansas. And we'd go over and spend, you know, 3 or 4 days with her at the store, but We was always afraid to go behind the counter and get a candy bar because unless we were told we could, we just didn't eat anything, you know. But we'd always clean up her house for her. And anyway.
Well, looking back on y'all's lives, would y'all change anything? Or is there anything that y'all done that you would change or think twice about?
I don't think so.
Just look what we've got. If we had changed anything, we may not have you and Bethany and Robert and Don, you know. I'm sure there's things that could have been changed, but we didn't. I haven't. I'm 78 years old, so, you know.
And in good condition, so you're doing pretty
good.
No,
I'm not in good condition either.
Well, there's a lot of 78-year-olds that are doing a lot worse than you are.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Yeah.
Well, if there's any advice that you would give to anybody, not just me or anybody, if somebody asked you for any type of advice, what would it be?
Well, I want to say be your own self, but the way society is today, a lot of times they don't let you. Just be truthful, be, you know, and thank the good Lord, you know.
Mm-hmm. I would say always be honest. I have worked in a lot of fields that I handle money, and I would never take anything that did not belong to me. And I'm sure Poppy's the same way. But just be honest to yourself, and I think that will take care of everything.
Well, I love you guys, and I'm glad that I'm here to be with y'all.
Boy, I am too.
Well, we're glad you're with us too. Love you. Mm-hmm. And after you started, or you turned it off? That's okay.
Mm-mm. It's still on.
After you've grown up and do your own thing, we don't get to see you as much as we would like to, you know. But we love you, and we're proud of you, and we know you're going to make something out of your life. Because, I mean, we just know you are. We just know you are, because we love you.
I love you too.